The most powerful passion, and indeed no passion is more powerful than the passion of sloth. That is the mode in which the mind is most affected, and indeed, in no mind is the... Please! The mode in which the mind is most affected, and indeed is the mind more affected than by this. By passion we are to understand a movement of the soul fleeing or pursuing, real or imagined, pleasure or pain, pleasure or pain, real or imagined, pleasure or pain. Of all these movements, and who can number them among these movements, and they are legion, sloth is the most urgent. And indeed, by no movement of the soul is the soul more urged than by this, by this, by this. No more urged than by this, to and from. Listen.
Joe.
My lord. My lady?
Love!
Love is of all the passions the most powerful passion, and indeed no passion is more powerful than the passion of love. This is the mode. By passion we are to understand a movement of the soul, pursuing... of all the movements, and who can number them of all the movements? And they are legions. Love is the most urgent, and by no...
Stop! Will you stop it? Please don't! Will you shut up?
Louder!
Don't! Please be quiet!
Shh!
Arise then and go now, the manifest unanswerable, to wit this love. What is this love? That more than all the cursed, deadly, or any other of its great movers, so moves the soul. And soul, what is soul? That more than by any of its great movers is by love so moved. Love of woman, I mean, if that is what my lady means.
Alas!
What? Is love the word? Is soul the word? Do we mean love when we say love? Soul when we say soul? Do we?
Bob, dear.
Or don't we?
Bob?
If that is what my lady means, is when, well, if you're a woman, were a woman, huddled, nodding, the ingle,
Bob.
Waiting.
Age! Age!
In that radiance so cold and faint, with eyes dimmed by what quite piercing beauty is peace, peace.
My comfort! Be friends.
Blunted. Some moments later, however, such are the powers of recuperation at this age. The head is drawn back to a distance of 2 or 3 feet. The eyes widen to a stare and begin to feast again. What then is seen? Would have been better seen in the light of day, that is incontestable. But how often, in recent months, how often, at all hours, under all angles, a cloud and shine, been seen, I mean, in the clarity of silver, the clarity of silver. Is there not, my lady? Suggesting pain, but simply concentration more likely. All things considered, on some consummate inner process. The eyes, of course, closed in keeping with this. The lashes, the nose. Nothing. A little bit pinched, perhaps. On the lips, perhaps, tight. A gleam on the under. No coral, no swells. Whereas normally, the whole blanched and still, that were it not for the great white rise and fall of the breast, spreading as they mount, and then subsiding to their natural aperture. It seems that no more of the earth than Myra in the whale at this, her 10th and greatest magnitude, on this particular night, and shining coldly down, as we say, looking up. Some moments later, however, such are the powers, the brows.
No!
The brows unclouded. The lips part and the eyes. The brows unclouded, the lips part and the eyes. The lips part, a little color comes back into the cheeks and the eyes open. Then down a little way. Then down a little way. Again!